105.7 KOCC Windows Classic Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, could I present to you a former Incline Village resident, a guy who had a real passion for snowboarding at Diamond Peak, a real local of a guy, and a guy that every time he comes to town, it's just an event. Joe Satriani, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about snowboarding one time, and you said, well, my hands are insured by Lloyd's of London. I've got to wear these special Teflon pads.
I was almost, really unrecognizable on the slopes because I had every form of protection gear on me. Yeah, I look like a real tourist, but hey, I never broke anything, so...
Good.
That's good.
So the big news today, G3Tour.com is a great website for all of you listening to go check out G3Tour.com. And of course, the tour was here. It was incredible. Steve, you recreated the very first where it all became an... I remember that when you wanted to do this, there was a lot of people who said, they were like, listen, Joe, nobody wants to hear a bunch of instrumental guitars all night. Well, you proved them wrong because you had so many G3 tours and the original you recreated, Steve Vai, Eric Johnson, you were just here. It was just out of this world. It was mind-blowing. But you recorded as you were on tour with this.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, because we... really got this whole thing started because my son wanted to do a documentary about his life growing up on tour. And the backstory on that is that back in 96, the week that he turned 4 years old, we decided we would take him on every tour from then on out. And that was the first week of the very first G3 tour.
Wow.
And so he grew up, you know, with Steve and Eric and Petrucci and Yngwie and everyone you could think of. They just wound up being this crazy cast of characters that his strange father played with. And he wanted to really sort of come to terms with not only all those experiences he had growing up on the G3 tours and all the other solo tours, but also to reconnect with the guitar players to ask them what the guitar means to them.
Yeah.
And it was his idea to do this reunion.
Yeah.
So he gets the credit for getting the thing started. And then he came out with us. He filmed the tour that we did. And he got on stage at the last show and he played Summer Song with me. And that's actually on the live album too.
Nice. So we're here with Joe Satriani and talking about the new album, the G3 Reunion Live. And this is an incredible piece of work. There's so much great music. We're going to play something here in a little bit. I think we're going to go with the Crossroads. The Crossroads is an immense, gigantic piece. And this is something that people go to G3 Tour and find out. Now, big news from Joe Satriani, the Sammy Hagar Best of All Worlds Vegas residency. Now, Radio Buddies, you might want to get some tickets to this April 30th through May 17th.
I can't wait for this. This is going to be so much fun. I've never done a residency before. And just the thought of not having to travel every single day, you know, like 18 hours in a city and then you're off. So that comfort zone is going to let everyone just relax and play a little bit more energetically because we won't be so wasted from traveling.
right. Yeah. But Sammy, the best of all worlds. So, you know, think about Sammy, that the enduring character that he is and all that he has done and reinvented himself so many different times. And when the task was join Van Halen, there he was. And growing up in Pasadena, going to see Ed and Al in various incarnations, playing backyards, working up to Gazzaris and, you know, their time in the trenches, I would sit like 10 feet from Eddie and watch him play. And I go, that's just impossible. And you were like the same thing. It's just, I watch you play and it's just, how does he do that?
Well, I can tell you from experience that staring at my fingers while trying to play Ed's parts is really something, because that's what I would say. I'd look at my hands and I'd say, how did Ed do that? Because, you know, you can come close, you can figure out the chords and the notes and how, you know, how and when he did it. But it, you know, each musician has their own special magic, their own voodoo, and you can't copy it. You know, the only thing you can hope to do is to celebrate it, be respectful, and do your best, you know. But it's so much fun to play not only the Van Halen catalog that Sam took part in, but the first iteration with David Lee Roth, that music, yeah. And of course, yeah, you mentioned Chickenfoot and Montrose and
right.
the Hagar. It's wow, what a fantastic tour! Nothing but fun, nothing but hit songs. That's what's so crazy about it. You know, we'd be on stage for 2.5 hours, and I'd walk off, and I go, "Man, this seemed like 10 minutes. I'm still having fun." You know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. One time, I had Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden and Steve Harris up at the station, and I said, well, okay, you guys want to pick one out? Like, what, did you get some Montrose? They were like huge Montrose fans, you know, but huge fans. But this is going to be a good time. Once again, we're here with Joe Satriani, Sammy Hagar, Best of All Worlds Tour in Vegas, April 30th to May 17th. Go to g3tour.com and check out the details. This incredible, you know, it's like capturing history as it happened, and so many people, you were here to see the show when it came through town, but G3 Reunion Live. And Joe, always a great time to be able to catch up with you. And all the best to you. Can't wait till the next time you come through town. And lots of love, man.
Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you.